And the fellowship has been wonderful. What a beautiful city. And, you know, I just thought Kansas was flat cornfields and cows. And I guess that's, I'd just been to the wrong part of Kansas. That was my problem. And but we came in from the east and are driving in, and it's rolling hills and arroyos. Beautiful, beautiful country. And I made mention of that to somebody Friday night. They said, well, that stops here. you go east and it flat, or west, excuse me. You go west, it flattens out. And well, y'all are in the right place then. Hallelujah. Don't go west, young men. And to stay here, you're in the right place. Hallelujah. You're in the right place. And the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse number 9, going to read here. And I welcome each and every one of you that are here. And to look past the messenger here tonight and hear the word of the Lord. And I pray that God would help me and it would anoint me tonight. That's the most important thing. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost and on every service, on you, on me, on us that are here. Chapter 3, verse 9 says, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. In fact, that is going to be my title tonight. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. Wake up the mighty men. Wake up the mighty men. If you turn back to the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse number 11, going to read two verses here. And I guess they teach you in Bible college and to never take two texts. You know, it breaks it up and hinders the flow. Just take one text, preach, let the people be seated, and then go on from there. And but I've never been to Bible college, so I'm going to read two texts. And in Judges chapter 5, verse 11, he said, they that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Hallelujah. Awake, Deborah. Awake, Deborah. He said, wake up the mighty men in Jesus' name. I pray that God's going to help us here tonight. I pray that God has a specific word for New Life Tabernacle here tonight. Let's go to God in prayer together in the name of Jesus Christ. That have had the Holy Ghost 1 year, 10 years, 50 years. I pray, Lord, that you would stir us. I pray, Lord, that you would wake us. I pray, Lord, that you would ignite us. Let there be a fire. Hallelujah. Let there be a fire. Oh, let it be like Jeremiah, who said it was like a fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Let it be like the man of God who said, I wasn't going to speak anymore. I was done talking. I was going to go make a place and inn for the wayfaring man. He said, but I could not. I could not. That word was in me. That word was in me. Oh, I was stirred up. I was woke up. I was ignited. I was aflame with the word of the Lord, with the spirit of the Lord. Would you clap your hands tonight? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated tonight. In Jesus' name, just worship with me and here today. And over the last few years, arising primarily out of social justice. Now, that is a new phrase, and it hasn't been around more than just a decade or two. And arising primarily out of social justice and protest circles, there is a term that has become in vogue. And I'm sure you're all familiar with it. And that term is woke. And we know what wokeism is. And we hear about woke politics, and I'm sure of you are aware of its now liberal connection and connotation. But according to Merriam-Webster.com, they added that word woke to their dictionary in 2017. And this is what it says verbatim. It says, woke, or to stay woke, entered the mainstream vernacular during the protests surrounding the death of Michael Brown at the hands of Ferguson, Missouri police in 2014. Stay woke became a call to action, a call to mobilization against racism and perceived unequal outcomes in police interactions with people of color. And this term woke, or to stay woke, it became a wake-up call. It became a call to stir people on both sides of the political spectrum originally against government overreach in tyranny. And now, friend, I lived in Idaho long enough, and I don't like the government either. And I don't like government overreach either. And I don't like tyranny either. And so that word, that term woke, is defined in the dictionary. That was an explanation of it. But it is defined as aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues. Now, friend, if you stop right there, I can get with that. Right? I like that. I can get okay with that. Aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues. I think we can all agree tonight we need to be aware. We need to be attentive. In fact, that definition goes very, very closely aligned with 1 Peter 5 and 8. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Here the man of God is writing. He said, you got to be vigilant. You got to be on guard. You got to be looking. He said, because there is an adversary. There is a predator afoot. There is one who seeks your destruction. He seeks to devour you, to destroy you. What's Peter saying? He's saying, wake up. Come on, wake up. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Be aware. Hallelujah. Come on, be awake. Be awake. Now, as is often the case, and this term was hijacked. And it was hijacked from that initial intent to just call people to be awake to the realities of government overreach and tyranny. And now it has been hijacked by a different agenda. And now woke, or wokeism, it means to be socialist. It means to be anti-capitalist. It means to be pro-LGBTQIA+. I think the Canadians, they added a number in there, and even two LGBTQIA+, and agenda, all manner of things and ideologies that the original purveyors of that word did not intend. But again, I can get with that initial concept, to be aware, to be attentive to the things, the facts that are important, the issues that are important. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, he wrote it this way in verse 34 of the 15th chapter. He said, awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness. In fact, we find this term, or some variation of it, Pastor Cowan, many times in Scripture. And we find where the Bible tells us to wake up and to shake ourselves. Sometimes it says, we find in the Old Testament and in the New, where the men of God stand up and say, gird your loins, shake yourself, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah. Can I urge somebody tonight, wake up, awake out of sleep, shake yourself. You say, why can't you see? I'm awake. How are you going to go to sleep in a Pentecostal church? I don't know. Ask Leo. He's asleep right now. People do it. Hallelujah. They do it. But I'm not even talking about physical sleep. I'm talking about that humdrum of life. I'm talking about that torpor that we can all get in as we go through the daily grind. We've got this routine struggle. We wake up, we go to work, we eat, we sleep, we go to a church service or two in the week, and then we rinse, wash, and repeat, and we do it over and over, and it becomes a routine. And before long, we are lulled into a spiritual lethargy. We read from Jesus' words in Luke chapter 17. He's speaking of the days of Lot and of the days of Noah. He says this in the verse 20, in verse 27. He said, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. What were they doing, Brother Marcus? They were living life. They were just living. They were doing what we do. They were buying, they were selling, they were building, they were concerned with their career. They were positioning themselves for advantage until the day. That's Luke. But Matthew's account, he said, as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Friend, it's that same way today. We're buying, we're selling, we're positioning ourselves. And just as they were asleep, do you hear me? They were awake to what was going on in the physical, but they were asleep to the need for repentance. They were asleep to the coming judgment. They were asleep to the things that were about to befall their generation. Wake up. Come on, young man, wake up. Come on, young people, wake up. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can have dreams and ambitions. We can have passion about things. We can get educated. That's good. We can do that. But in all of that, don't be asleep to the important facts and issues. You know, we live in cancel culture. I don't want anybody to think I'm appropriating anything here tonight. But we got to stay woke. I said, we got to stay woke. I'm not talking about flying a six-colored rainbow flag. I'm talking about staying aware to the issues, to the important facts that are at hand, because there's things happening. There's leaves that are turning. There's signs and issues happening. Friend, you got to be awake. Come on, you got to be awake. There's revival. There's harvest. But we can't get it if we're sleeping. I said we can't get it if we're sleeping. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, well, doesn't the Bible say your old man shall dream dreams? That's right. That's right. There might be some dreaming, but it said your young men shall see visions. How are you going to see a vision when you're asleep? How are you going to see a vision when you're asleep? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can make your way back to your seat just a moment. Again, I'm not talking about physical slumber. I'm talking about that realization that there is an eternity that's real. There's an eternity that's real. We can get so caught up in the physical. We're asleep to those other things. We're asleep to those more important things. Asleep to the fact that judgment on the world is approaching. That there be an awareness. That there be a vigilance. The prodigal son here, he's living in the hogs, with the hogs. He's desiring to eat of the slop. You know the story. You know how this young man, he was not unfamiliar with the Father's house. This is a parable of Jesus. He's talking about those that have sat in heavenly places like we are here today. He was not unfamiliar. He had been raised in that. He knew that intimately. He knew the niceties of living in the Father's house. But he went out. He spoiled that. He ruined all of that. He Spent all that he had. He went to a foreign land. Thought people were his friends. They were just out to take advantage until he had lost it all. Here he is in that muck, that mire in the pig pen. Verse 16 says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, friend, that is the most important line in this whole story. It's not the pig pen, it's not the friends, it's not the money, and it's not even the fatted calf, but it's when he came to himself. When did his situation change, brother? It was when he realized, I don't have to live like this. He came to himself. He woke up. Hallelujah. He woke up. He woke up, and when his situation became clear, his solution became clear. You read at the very moment that his situation became to come into focus, his solution came into focus. He came to himself. He looked at where he was. He looked at what he was doing and what he was desiring to eat, and he said, in my Father's house. That solution became clear. Come on, before it's too late. Young man, don't hit rock bottom before you wake up. Don't hit rock bottom before you understand how precious things you have to eat in the Father's house. How precious things you have to consume and take part of. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Well, you don't want God to have to slap you. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, the mighty men. Wake up. Just because you're asleep doesn't mean you can't do something great for God. He said, wake up, the mighty men. Awake, Deborah. Hallelujah. It ain't just the men. I look around here, I see a lot of young men. I bet you young single men, you're praying God would send a whole slew of young single ladies. I didn't hear one amen. Hey, come on, I know it's 2023. I hope y'all are wanting us to send some young single ladies. God, send them. Fill the house. Hallelujah, fill the house. Oh, come on, fill the house. But it ain't just about the young men. Oh, you read on the book of Acts, he said your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. When we start talking about men of war and we start talking about going to spiritual war, I pray these young men would become mighty warriors in the kingdom, in the army of God. But there are some ladies. Are there some girls? Come on, young lady, back with your family. Awake. Awake, Deborah. Awake. Let God use you. Let God let you be that light in your school, in your college. Hallelujah. In your friend group, in your peer group, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, make your way back to your seat. Psalm 57 and 7, the writer, he said, my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Here he's talking to God, but then he changes the object of his attention. He says, I will awake myself. I will awake myself. Friend, I'm glad sometimes we got preacher and it'd come over and flip our mattress upside down. I'm glad sometimes we got other people to shake us. But this writer here, he said, I'm going to wake myself up. I don't want to be slumbering. I can't be asleep at the wheel. I can't be asleep at the post. He said, I will awake myself early. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. Hallelujah. Has your praise been asleep? Has it been asleep? Have you been going through motions in your praise, that true praise? He said, awake, psaltery and harp. I will awake myself early. I will awake myself early. Who here's ever hit a snooze button on that alarm? Oh, come on. That 9 minutes, it's the best 9 minutes, but it's the shortest 9 minutes. That alarm goes off, and we've already, we know ourselves. We know we're going to hit it two, three times. We've already adjusted our schedule accordingly. You know, we'd probably get better sleep if we just let it go all the way to 6:30. It'd be uninterrupted. But we set it for 5:55 because we know we're going to go snooze. And we'll wake up and we'll fumble around and we'll hit snooze. And we'll wake up just a moment. The problem is, bro, those sheets are comfortable. They're warm. We don't want to get out of bed. It's a hard world out there. It's a whole lot easier to just stay right here. It's a whole lot easier. Young man, let me tell you, when you wake up, real life begins. Real spiritual warfare begins. We tell our girls, Autumn, 9 years old. I'm proud of her. I love her, but she's human too. And, you know, she made a statement the other day. She said, I hate being nine. Was that this morning? That was this one. She said, I hate being nine. You know what I was thinking? Oh, to be nine. If I could only be nine, if you only knew. Oh, but when you wake up and there's responsibility and there's things that got to be done and you recognize all that needs accomplishment, it's not going to be easy. You want to hit that snooze. That nobody likes the alarm clock. Nobody. There's probably two or three of us here. We got alarm clocks that got tape on them, holding them together because we chucked them across the room. And here, how many times, though, has Pastor been that alarm clock? I'm not the first one to preach this message over this pulpit. It's probably been preached three times in the last year. Wake up, wake up. But here Pastor preaches it, and we wake up for a moment. I'm awake, I'm awake, I'm up, I'm up. Right? Then Mama comes back in the room. Right? We're back asleep. Hey, you remember back to elementary school? I'm awake. There ain't no way. You're awake about 30 seconds. You hit that snooze button. You've done that on God. Here, God has sent you a pastor. He said, come on, revival, wake up. Wake up, prayer. Prayer early. Come on, pre-service prayer. Wake up. Pray, worship. Worship, wake up. Response to the Lord. Wake up. And we wake up from I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up. And then we go right back to that slumber. No, 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 not again. Wake up the mighty men. Awake, Deborah. Awake. Awake. Come on, Barak. Lead that captivity captive. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost today. It's time to wake up. There's souls going to hell. There's people we love that are lost. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, but it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Go. You make your way back to your seat. You can relate to this. Oh, whew. Boy, I'm glad that was over. You know, we were excited there for a minute. It feels so much better. Just sit down, go back to sleep. Right? Now all I can do is use my kids as example. Poor kids. You feel sorry for them, don't you? Hallelujah. Leo's asleep. He can't hear anyway. And of a little Leo, he started going to preschool. Lord bless his heart. That's so hard. That's so tough. And he gets up, goes with my wife to work, and then she takes him, drops him off at the preschool. And getting up in the morning, he don't like getting up. He don't like going to bed, but he really don't like getting up. And he'll say, just how many more? Just 40 more minutes. That's one of the few numbers he knows. He'll say, just 40 more minutes. 40 more minutes. That's how we feel. I know I got to get up someday. I know, I know, I know. I know, and eventually I'm planning on it. I'm planning on it, Pastor. I'm planning on it. I'm going to do it. You just wait and see. I'm going to be the best soul winner New Life ever had. You just wait and see, Pastor, in 40 more minutes. In 40 more minutes, I'm going to be the best Bible study giver we ever had. In 40 more minutes. Just let me sleep a little bit more. God, just let me sleep a little bit more. Oh, no, no, that's God saying, wake up. Come on, right now. He don't need a Bible study giver after the trumpet sounds. He needs a Bible study giver right now. Right now. He doesn't need a soul winner after the church has met him in glory. He needs one right now. He's saying, awake. Awake, Deborah. Wake up the mighty men. Wake up the mighty men. Proverbs 6 and 9. Let me read it to you. Whew. Boy, this will hurt your feelings. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? How long? I got a young man in my church. Boy, I can't believe I just said that. A young man, my church, and he's in his 30s. I'm in my 30s too, but I got a young man in my church. And he'll tell me, he'll say, Pastor, I got a problem. I got a hard time getting up in the morning. He said, I've got fired from a lot of jobs because I have a hard time getting up. Hey, you got to fight that flesh, even in the physical. My word, you ought not be playing Minecraft till 4 in the morning. Right? And then can't get up, go to school, can't get up, go to work, can't get up. Come on, young man, play. Minecraft might be the least of it. You can't, in the physical. He said, how long are you going to sleep, sluggard? When will thou rise out of sleep? Friend, I'm not just preaching about the physical, though. I'm talking about something a whole lot more important. I'm not preaching against Minecraft. I like playing Minecraft. I do. I'm young enough. I enjoy it. And my girls and I, we play together. We got all sorts of stuff. It's an Xbox game, if you're wondering. World building Xbox game. And I like, I'm not preaching against that. But friend, there are things that are innocent entertainment that can lull you to sleep. Where you're losing sight of everything that's so important. You're losing grasp on everything that God wants to. Can you imagine your ministry being derailed? I'm not saying you're going to be lost. You'll just get to heaven. And God will say, you know, I called you to preach. And you'll just tell him, I know, but I was playing Minecraft. What in the world is God going to say? I would have done it, God, but just 40, I needed 40 more minutes. If you had waited 40 more minutes before that trumpet sounded, I would have got up and I'd have done it. Awake. Let me read it. He said, when wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Hey, there's a work of God to do. Wake up, mighty men. Wake up. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Hallelujah. Get a hold of something valuable. Hold it out the window. Slap yourself. My word, my word, my word. You say, well, I wish there was a spiritual Red Bull I could drink. There is. It's the Holy Ghost. You just need a good boost to the heart. You don't need a C4, a monster. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm one of the worst ones. You ask my wife any road trip, and I get tired, and I won't go all the way to sleep. I mean, those turtles might help me. And I've got an 11-hour drive I got to make tomorrow. And about 8 hours in, I'm gonna have one eye open. I'm going to be fighting, and I'll start slapping myself. She'll say, just pull over. Just pull over. I'll say, no, I got this. I'll be slapping myself. I'll turn that AC on full blast right in my face. I'm driving like I'll roll the window down, stick my head out. Look like a dog, you know, my tongue flapping in the wind, driving like this. I got to stay awake. I got to stay awake. I can't go to sleep. I can't go to sleep. I learned a trick, and you can try this. I promise it works. There's other things that don't work. Pinching yourself, all that does just hurts. That's all it does. Let me tell you what works. You go get your iPhone or your wallet. I've done it with a $100 bill. Ask my wife. I promise I've done this. You take a $100 bill, you roll your window down, and you hold it out the window. It works. You will not go to sleep. You're going to hold that phone. Your hand will be half frostbit. You ain't going to let it go. You ain't. Why? Because you got a hold of something valuable. You ain't going to sleep. Come on, get a hold of something valuable. I can't go back to sleep. There's a place to go. There's things to do. There's people to win. There's a world that's going to hell. There's things that need to be done. Come on, I'll say hallelujah. God's telling you right now, wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up. I'm talking about really wake up. How long? How long will I sleep? John 11:11. I'm almost through here. Oh, we might make it to Wasabi, and it closed at 9:30. We might make it, sis. John 11:11. He said, these things said he. And after that, he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. People were saying, no, he's dead. You're too late. There's some people here, I mean, they've been saying he's dead. Devil's saying he's dead. He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to make it. And what is God saying? No. I'm going to go wake him up. You watch. I'm going to wake him out of sleep. It's been 15 years since you invited anybody. It's been 20 years since you had your own first-time visitor. People say, oh, that's dead. No, God said, you watch. I'm going to go wake him up. I'm going to go wake him up. I'm going to wake him out of sleep. It's been 20 years since you ran the aisles. You ought to show the devil you ain't dead. You ought to get out and run the aisles. You ought to win somebody. You ought to bring them in. Oh, Jairus' daughter, they said she's dead. Jesus said, no, she's just sleeping. She's just sleeping. I'm going to wake her up. Come on, Jairus' daughter. Let God breathe some life into you. Wake up. Jesus gave the parable of the church in the last days. That's who it was. It was the church. It's not a parable of the world. These are all virgins. 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. 5 who had no oil, 5 who thankfully had preserved oil, had stirred up oil in their lamps. That oil was a representative of the Holy Ghost. You can't make it without the Holy Ghost. We get this principle over and over in Scripture. This parable shows that 5, they were all virgins, but 5 had no oil. 5 had oil in their lamps. But you know what gets me? And I know that there's about 100 messages that could be preached from that have been preached, that will be preached from that parable. But one part that gets me, it says they all slumbered and slept. Every single one of them, all 10 of them, we're talking about the church. They're supposed to be waiting on the coming of the bridegroom. They're supposed to be waiting, but they're slumbering and they're sleeping until that midnight cry. Verse number 5 says, when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. I wonder, do you hear the bridegroom cry today? Do you hear the midnight cry tonight? He's saying, wake up, go meet him. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Clark, could you come? In Jesus' name, we can get a drummer as well here today. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. There's a Hebrew word in Scripture. I'm going to close with this. Shachad. Shachad. It's if you study, and it's in the Strong's Concordance, H8245. You can write that down. Study it. H8245. Shachad. It says a primitive root. It means to be alert. That is sleepless. Sleepless. Hence, to be on the lookout, whether for good or ill. Synonyms are hasten, remain, wake, watch. This word shachad is translated in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34, it says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. That word watching is that word H8245 Shachad. Blessed is the man that heareth me, sleepless, watching, wakeful, aware, on the lookout, daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Blessed is a man. You know why? Because the enemy works while we're asleep. You read of the tragedies that befell men, mighty men, while they were asleep. When did Samson's locks get cut off? when he was asleep in the lap of Delilah. Oh, he was a mighty man. Don't you tell me Samson wasn't a mighty man. He was a mighty man, but he was asleep in the wrong place. With his head in the lap of the wrong woman. And while he was sleeping, the enemy had his work. The enemy had his way. While they tarried and slept, you read the parable of Jesus. He said, while they slumbered and slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Oh, come on, come on. While they were sleeping, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I don't want to be asleep and the enemy's pillaging my children and pillaging my family and having his way in my home. And here I am asleep. Here I am asleep. He said, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. We're vulnerable while we sleep. Romans 13 and 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it tonight. Anybody agree with me? It's high time.